We read about her this morning in the New York Times and began calling right away for Elizabeth Gibson. She is a New Yorker, and going out for coffee on the city's Upper West Side 3 years ago, she noticed the trash at the curb waiting for pickup, and there with it, a painting. Elizabeth, what did you like about that painting?
I can't even say that I liked it. It was so powerful. It just hit me. And I don't know anything about art. I know nothing about modern art. I know enough to know I don't have the right kind of apartment for it. And yet, I could not leave it in the trash. I didn't know why I was taking it, but I was impelled to take it.
Well, it turns out this is a stolen piece by a very well-known Mexican artist, Rufino Tamayo. Its estimated value, $1 million, although it took you a while to figure that out, didn't it?
It did. There were many twists and turns, and it was August Uribe of Sotheby's. His very first job in the art world was to send out postcards telling the art world that this painting had been stolen.
The painting had belonged to a couple in Texas, and they were moving. They put it in storage, and somehow it was stolen. It disappeared then. That was back in 1987, yes?
Correct.
Just tell me, what does this painting look like?
It's extraordinary. Tamayo was so brilliant and so courageous. He was part of the three, you know, major Mexican artists, and the other two insisted that art should promote basically communism, and he refused to do so. And he was somewhat ostracized. The painting is a beautiful, straight from his soul, of three people together. One is very clearly a female.
And these are kind of fairly abstract figures in the picture that I saw in the paper today.
Indeed they are. The funny thing is that when somebody handed me a book, said, here's a book on Tamayo, take a look at the cover. I said, laughingly, just looked at it briefly and said, well, that's a good sign. The female anatomy in that picture is the same as the female anatomy on my picture. And then I stopped and said, oh, my God, it is my picture.
And this is on a cover of a book of his work.
Not just a book, the most important book ever written about him.
So it was a stolen painting. No one quite knows how it wound up on the curbside in New York. But anyway, it's returned to the original owner, who's putting it up for auction next month. You do get a reward. How does all this seem to you?
It seems to me a wonderful story about the power of God and the power of art. I mean, this man was so courageous about just expressing himself, not letting people tell him what he should express, just expressing the human spirit. And that literally, that painting has supernatural power. It drew me to take it. It drew Augie to remember it for 20 years. And by the most, and we don't have time to go into the twists and turns, but they are not one in a million. They are one in a billion.
The doorman at the building where you found this later told you 20 minutes after you picked it up, the trash truck came. I mean, that's how close it was.
Absolutely. In fact, there was basically, he told me, because I asked him the next day, when was that put out there? And he told me, oh, about 20 minutes before you came along. And if you liked it, it's a good thing you took it, because the garbage truck came 20 minutes later. But you see, you know, something had made me get up that morning, turn the opposite direction to where I normally turn. I was completely led to that painting. Don't forget, it disappeared for 20 years. There was a 40-minute window, and I connected with it, and I connected with Augie.
Elizabeth Gibson, a writer with an unlikely story. Thanks also to Augie Uribe of Sotheby's Auction House in New York, which will auction the Tamayo painting next month. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Okay Today is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.